welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for June 15th comes from Deuteronomy 20. In Luke 14, verses 15 through 24, Jesus tells the parable of the great banquet. In the story, a man prepares a great feast and invites many to come. Strangely, when the man's servant personally delivers the invitations, each person has a different excuse about why he can't come. One bought a new field, in Luke 14, verse 18. Another bought 5 yoke of oxen, in Luke 14, verse 19. And a third recently married a new wife, Luke 14, verse 20. Each of them declines the invitation one after another, and naturally the host is furious. He says, "For I tell you, none of these men who were invited shall taste my banquet," in Luke 14, verse 24. But when we read Deuteronomy 20, we learn that Jesus wasn't making those excuses up on the spot as he told the story. In fact, he was listing specific legitimate excuses that would exempt a man from going to war. If you had a new house, that is, property, the equivalent of oxen, you were excused, Deuteronomy 19, verse 20. If you had planted a new vineyard, that is, a new field, you were excused, Deuteronomy 20, verse 6. And if you had betrothed a wife but not taken her, you were also excused, Deuteronomy 20, verse 7. So what's the connection between Jesus' banquet and ancient Israelite warfare? It's critical to understand that Israel went to war only for one purpose, claiming or defending their inheritance, the Promised Land. They marched into the Promised Land to lay hold to what God had promised them, and they fought off other peoples who tried to take the Promised Land away from them or to subjugate them within the land. In the New Testament, though, the inheritance of God's people is no longer a small sliver of land in the Middle East. Instead, the New Testament people of God get a much better inheritance. Christ himself, along with all of creation. Paul writes in Ephesians 1, verse 11, "In him, in Christ, we have obtained an inheritance. Christ himself is our inheritance." Then, in Romans 8, verses 15 through 17, Paul explains that by the Spirit of adoption, through whom we cry, "Abba, Father," we have been made children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. Our inheritance is that we gain Christ himself and that we inherit the whole world as a fellow heir with Christ. Now that Jesus has come, the stakes are raised and there are no more excuses. Even the legitimate escape clauses of the law no longer apply here. No one who turns down an offer of Christ will taste God's banquet. Either we repent from our sins and believe upon Jesus for entering into the eternal banquet, or, for whatever underlying reason, we choose something else. Even, perhaps, an otherwise good and proper thing to choose. And we miss the feast entirely. So the question is this: do you want to taste God's banquet or not? Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study podcast. You can get more free Bible study resources by liking Free Daily Bible Study on Facebook at www.facebook.com/freedailybiblestudy.